Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. These storms traveling across America will leave a swath of snow as much as a foot in Concordia, Kansas, to Kirksville, Missouri, and parts of the Midwest. That's more snow than we'll see in Anchorage and central Alaska. A couple of inches there, with temperatures in the teens and 20s. Southeast Alaska will see a quiet week weatherwise. Partly cloudy skies over Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway, with temperatures in the 20s overnight and 30s during the day. On the other hand, 1 to 3 inches of new snow by midweek in the eastern big cities, Washington, Philly, New York, up to 2 to 4 inches in Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany, and on up into New England. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You hear him saying that the next weather comes at 6 and 36. It's like an actual radio show. A big deal radio show. Is there any other network radio show with weather at this time of day or any time of day? No. And you know why? They can't do it. This is the only radio show you're going to listen to that is syndicated or on a network, a national show that is live. The rest of them aren't live. You know, it's best of LaPlante. What? Are you kidding me? I can't imagine a greater nightmare. Walter M. Sterling, excited to be with you on a freezing Sunday night. And I'm about to enter 7 days in hell. That's right, 7 days in hell. Here's why. Jim Kardashian. Hi, Jim Kardashian. This guy is torturing me. He's an Uber driver. He's in North Miami Beach. No, North Palm Beach. He just sent me photos from their marina. Don't send me those, Jim. Do not send me photos from a marina in Florida when it's 22 degrees in the rest of the country in the warm spots. This is my hell. My hell is that this week I have to do the most stressful thing a human being can do. Worse than an audit, worse than marriage. Well, that's pretty bad. Worse than a marriage. Worse than separation from spouse, worse than death of spouse, worse than birth of child, worse than getting fired. Now, I've listed some fairly horrific adult things, but what I'm going to have to go through this week is far more horrific. A colonoscopy? Doing it in a box? No, and I won't do that. I know a lot of talk show hosts do it in a box for cash, But I won't do that. They said, well, you know, would you do it in a box for cash? No. There are limits. There was a time in American radio where they would not have asked a host to do it in a box. It would not have been an option. That no one would have had the guts to go to a host. But instead, now they're running to hosts with wacky ideas. Would you eat bird seed for 3 days? Let us know how the bird seed is. No, I won't eat bird seed for 3 days and let you know how it is. Would you get inside a giant tire, roll down a hill to let us know how strong the tire is? No, I won't be doing that. Would you keep a week's of baby diapers in your room and testify on the radio that they don't smell to prove that baby diapers with this liquid in them don't smell? No, I won't be doing that. There are limits. And you know that. You know I have limits. All right. But I have to do something much worse. Much worse than any of those horrendous ideas. Much worse than those horrendous ideas. I got to mention this. Irene Roberts, hello. John Monks, Patrick Coyle. John Kelly, Neil Paul, D. Wells, Billy Detz. That's what I have to say. Sophie Datz, happy birthday. Oh, my name's Sophia. Sophia Datz, happy birthday. Your mother, Amanda, and Billy adore you. You are so blessed. You got your birthday gift already. You got great parents. It doesn't work when I tell my children that. When I say, you know, you have great parents. That's your real gift. I want an iPhone 12. That's from the 8-year-old, not the 18-year-old, not the 15-year-old. No, it's from the 8-year-old says, I want an iPhone 12. I'm on the phone with the guy. And the guy says, look, you just put fiber optics into your home. We have a package rate at AT&T. We have a package rate right now where you get 50% off your cell phone rate because of the package that you picked up for your home, the fiber optics you got for your home. We can do 50% off on the cell phone rate. I said, well, what about for this iPhone 8? He said, listen, you can get that. We can get that down to like $85 a month, but you could get an iPhone SE, and that's even cheaper, and it's the same thing. Now, I don't know if it's the same thing to an 8-year-old, but I do know that my wife does not think an 8-year-old has any business getting near an iPhone 8. Now, why doesn't she think that? Because they're horrible parents. We spoil them with everything else. Why not give them an iPhone 12? Why not give her an iPhone 12? What is the big deal? Well, you know, it'll multiply out to, you know, $400 for the year. Really, how much are your shoes? Do pair your shoes. We're at $400. And that's for the 15-year-old. I don't get it. I would give my 8-year-old an iPhone 12 just to make her happy. Because she's such an angel, a doll. And she's overcome so much just to be able to speak. Clearly a problem that her father doesn't have. Her father just talks nonstop. When I start sharing my opinions with my family, with my current wife and my babies, you know what they always say? They always say, don't practice your show here. Go like I'm soiling the living room by sharing my opinions. Don't do that here. Do that on the air. Go do that on the air. I'll tell you the hell I'm about to go through, which is a pretty significant hell. A pretty significant hell coming up in just seconds. My name is Walter M. Sterling, and I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What's the name of this show? Who is this clown? Who is this clown? Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What filtration is best for your aquarium? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's blades. Personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience, and that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made. A nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's shaving gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box. You put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at harrys.com. Harrys.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I've struggled with arthritis pain for over 15 years, making it difficult to walk upstairs at home or work long hours on my computer. I've discovered a natural way to relieve my joint pain, stiffness, cramping, and aching in my feet and hands. It's Flexmore from Highlands, and it works. The other day I was sitting there going, what's different? There's something different in my body. And you know what? All the foot and thumb pain has gone away. It has worked wonders for me. And another wonderful thing about it is that it's safe and gentle on my body. It has no side effects and can safely complement my other prescription medications, as it's made with natural active ingredients. You can find them online at Highlands.com. That's H-Y-L-A-N-D, Highlands.com, on Amazon or a store near you, including Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Kroger.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's 19 past the hour. Oh, there's Samantha. Go to bed, Samantha. No, no, I don't see her. She doesn't sneak down to the laundry room, but I know her. And I know that she's sneaking around. And I know that her mother's very busy looking at things on the phone. I don't know what she's looking at on the phone. All she should be worried about is Samantha going to sleep. I think that's a fair statement. What? How could you have an 8-year-old up at this point? Don't get me going. 888-688-WALT. I'm about to go through the greatest hell there is. There is no greater hell than this. You ready? Maybe I should talk about it later. Think about all the things as an adult that you have to go through that are particularly difficult. IRS audit, this is worse. Flat tire on a busy highway, much worse. Driving Route 81 and Route 80 for hours on end, this is much worse. Going through 71, which is otherwise known as the Luge, this is much worse. Paying the toll from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, $1,000 toll if you're driving an 18-wheeler, this is worse. You ready? We're going to have to move. We're going to have to do a move this week. Now, why is that so bad? You know why it's bad. It is the number one stressor in America. Nothing is more stressful to Americans than moving. It is compounded by how the Sterlings move. Because you see, in the old days, when we had a few bucks, the way we would move was the right way. We would call a moving company, get a couple bids. They would come in and give a couple estimates. And our estimates always included them packing and unpacking. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. Packing and unpacking. Because that is the way to move. You go to stay in a hotel for a day or two, have a few cocktails, swim in the pool, look at your neighbors in bikinis. That is the right way to move. And then you arrive at your new home. There are the boxes. Oh, my gosh, this one was supposed to be in the living room, not the dining room. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so stressful. No, no, we don't get to move that way. We have to fill every box ourselves. And then when it arrives in the U-Haul, we have to unpack every box ourselves, which will take until Christmas. The reason we have to move, and I have to find a new laundry room for this show for you, the reason we have to move is a miracle of miracles. Even though I'm in show business, we did not fail to pay the rent. We paid the rent on time, the day it was due, every single month for the 3 years of the lease. Now, it would seem to me that that that's a particularly tasty tenant. If you have somebody renting your home, renting your house, and they're paying their rent every single month, the day that it is due, not a wiggle day, not, hey, do you mind if we pay you tomorrow? No. Every single day, on time, every month, on time. For 3 years. And then after I would drop the rent check in my landlord's mailbox, I would go to the nearby Dunkin' Donuts. This message about bad landlords made possible by Dunkin' Donuts. I'd go to the Dunkin' Donuts and I would get a decadent donut. They have two types. They have the normal donuts, and then they'd have giant donuts that are holiday themed. St. Patrick's Day, all sorts of green things, and inside was chocolate, whole different experience. And I would sit there in that parking lot, working up resentments and hate, thinking about what to share with you on the radio. We paid our rent every month on time. The checks all cleared. No problem. It's a miracle. It was a season of miracles. And then at the end of our lease, he said he wasn't renewing the lease because he lost his job, because he lost his business, because he lost his house, and he needed to exercise his right to live in the house he was renting to us. And that is just about the only thing a landlord can do that is recognized as okie dokie in every state and every city in America. Every state and every city in America says, well, if the landlord wants to move in back into their home, they can. You don't have a leg to stand on. Meanwhile, I'm like, what? We love the house that we're in. We love it. My 8-year-old loves it. Our cat loves it. My daughters love it. And I like it enough. And I have a good laundry room, which is my key to happiness as a broadcaster. And we have to move. We have to move. Now, let me repeat. What we have to do is pack the boxes ourselves. We have to rent a U-Haul. I have to rent a U-Haul. Do I strike you as a U-Haul kind of guy? Do I strike you as someone who is born to U-Haul? I don't know what that hitch is in the back. And I'm always shocked at the price. Now I've become friendly with the U-Haul people. I have tipped the U-Haul people. They sell us boxes and wrapping paper. And, oh, my God, this is a horrible experience. And there we are packing a 4-bedroom house ourselves. Now, it gets worse. No, it does get worse. We have the usual edition tonight. We have our brand new feature that I want you to vote on, the Parma Parmesan Cafe. We have a new drive-through brew. Velo Hul will tell you about how to raise fish in your home, the mating habits of guppies. There's no other radio show, no other network show that has a fishing report. But we have all of that, plus Vic Ferrari and his amazing police detective stories from the city of New York. All of this and you. My number is 888-688-WALT. I want to talk to you. 888-688-WALT. I'd like you to vent your frustration with moving because it's therapeutic. Because even though I very much want a moving company to come and pack, take the stuff out, put it in the truck, and deliver it, it never goes that way. The strangest, trickiest thing that every moving company that I have ever dealt with has tried to pull is magically, mystically defying the laws of physics. The weight of the truck changes between my house and where we're going. It's unbelievable that somehow or another, that truck gets much, much heavier between my house and where we're going. And then, oh my gosh, Mr. Sterling, in order for us to unload the truck, we have found that it's 2,000 pounds heavier than we originally estimated, and you will have to pay $5,500 more than we originally quoted you. Or we won't unload the truck! Did you have any experience like that in your life? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9400. 9258. You can call me now because we're live. All right, it gets worse. My story gets worse. Now we have to pack. Now I have to tell you, I'm not looking for sympathy here. My current wife has a number of physical challenges. It is difficult for her to do these things. I have one or two physical challenges having to do with my feet. And it's tough for us to, like, move too quickly. We don't want to move too quickly. You know, I'm in show business. You don't move too quickly in show business. You move from chair to chair. That's the goal. You move from chair to chair. That's it. There she is packing boxes. Now, we have two teenage daughters. How helpful are they? Not at all. They're not helpful at all. I have to see my friends. I've got one daughter who's always seeing her friends. Well, where are your friends? I have to see them. Oh, okay. And then I've got an older daughter who's, what are you doing? I'm packing to go back to school. You're packing to go back to school? Yes. One of them's going back to school. The other one is seeing her friends. These things get in the way of them helping their mother. But it gets worse. From time to time, and I mean like once every 20 years, I have had to ask my brother or sister, both of whom are millionaires many times over, for help. Millionaires. Let me repeat that. Millionaires. And I have done nothing to them. You'll have to trust me on that. If you want to ask me questions about that, you're welcome to. But the bottom line is this. I have done nothing to them. Nothing. I have been a good enough brother. I have harmed them in no way. And I have asked them for help with the moves to make it a little easier, mostly on my wife and kids, to make it a little easier. So we have a little extra spending money to tip the driver, to tip the U-Haul guy, to help somebody, hire somebody to help us pack. I've asked for that help. My brother, the richer of the two, has not replied. And he runs a hedge fund. And he has not replied. My sister has replied with answer vague. She has said, I will send you some help. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't know when, don't know how much, but it's this endless matrix that we live in with my family. All right, I got more coming up for you. I've got weather coming up next, plus the usual edition. Vilo Hull with a fishing report, and you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And when should I move the cat, first or last? Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very active weather week setting up for most of the country. So depending on where you live, keep the umbrellas and snow shovels handy. An atmospheric river from the tropical Pacific will transport copious amounts of moisture to make rain and snow with across all of California to the desert southwest. Another storm will provide more dynamics, moving in from Washington and Oregon and work its way eastward through the week. Heavy rain and snow will fall across the Rockies and then look for 1 to 3 inches of snow to fall across parts of the Midwest. Chicago will get its first decent snow this week, as will Omaha, Kansas City, Topeka, Kansas, and move into Philadelphia, Washington, New York, and into New England later in the week. A wintry mix will cause traffic problems with icing conditions through Wichita, St. Louis to Indianapolis, also by midweek. More details to follow later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, I promised you that he would start giving the weather for Alaska. This seems to have caused great confusion. There's nothing confusing about it. Next week, he will start to do the weather for Alaska. I am so proud of the affiliates that we have in Fairbanks And every city in Alaska, like we have a lot of affiliates in Alaska. Who knew? And again, it's 100% live. Now, one of the cutting edge features that we have is James Copeland has information for us about his recent employment excursion to Dollar Tree. Now, why is this important? Because Dollar Tree is not Dollar General. It's not Family Dollar. It is Dollar Tree. How much is everything at Dollar Tree? It's $1. It's not a dollar and more, like they say at Family Dollar, Family General. No. It's a dollar or less. Amazing. Therefore, it has held my fascination for a very long time. James Copeland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. And oh, by the way, would you send the long and winding road cuts that I asked for to James Montague? Would you do that for me?
I shall do that.
Because I can't find them. Just assume this is my fault. And then the other thing that happened tonight is I can't hear the station through the board. I'm hearing it out of the brick, but I can't run my board through it. Isn't that amazing?
That is unusual.
Thank you. Now, why did you part ways from Dollar Tree?
Well, I decided to head out west. They say, go west, young man. So, no, I was expecting it to be a temporary employment situation. And, of course, my boss did want me to stay on longer and had actually sort of forgotten that I had wanted it to be a temporary job. But he was nonetheless accepting that I had to go eventually.
How did they let you know? Was it a party?
Well, they actually did have a pizza party for a longer-time employee, but no, I actually found out because I wasn't exactly sure when my last day was going to be, but I did ask one of the other employees to check the schedule, which, by the way, a little insider tip, the schedule is inside the back of the manager's door, at least at my Dollar Tree, so that was literally pretty much, other than calling the manager, the only way you really knew when you were working. But yeah, he just went and checked, and yes, I was not on the schedule.
Do you suppose they violated Wichita, Kansas, whatever employment laws, by not putting the employment schedule, not putting the work schedule prominently displayed? Instead, they hid it behind the manager's door.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the city of Wichita or Kansas laws are regarding that, but I'm pretty sure they're fairly lax anyway. But yeah, it was a little inconvenient, but you know, it was always I'm always looking for an excuse to go to Dollar Tree. So I was like, well, you know, it worked out. I just go and buy a few things and then ask to see or have someone look at the schedule. I actually never saw it with my own eyes, so maybe it was just made up.
Of all of your experiences at Dollar Tree, what was the most significant thing that you learned? Was there anything that you learned?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, how darn hard it is to run a successful Dollar Tree. I will say our Dollar Tree was probably, and Crystal is, about the highest earning Dollar Tree in the Wichita metro area. And it was, like, bigger than any Dollar Tree I've been in before or after. And so when they would unload a truck, it would be like half of a semi or more. And the amount of work to keep all that moving is more than you can actually imagine. So it is a testament to those Dollar Trees and stores out there that are the top earner in the area where they are. It is a lot of work to stay on top.
Now, you see, my Dollar Tree suffers from half the shelves are empty half the time. And then when I say, where is the stuff that belongs at this shelf? They say, well, the truck will be coming in later today or later this week. And that's particularly scary when it's about the refrigerator unit. When the refrigerator unit's over half empty and it's 3 days to go, the prospect isn't good. How many
That's always a good tactic to you know, get people to go away. You just tell them the truck is coming in later with whatever they want, and usually they're pleased with that. But no, it is something that I run into when I'm traveling and going to Dollar Trees, which I do all the time. I'm kind of shocked at how many of them just are empty and, you know, don't have what they need. So I realize now, actually more after the fact, how good the Dollar Tree that I worked at was. It's better than anything I've seen before or after.
And once more, would you just sum up for us the most popular item at Dollar Tree and the least popular item?
The most popular item, I think I will say at this point, is toilet paper. Despite the times that we are living in, we sell a lot of toilet paper.
And the least popular item,
I will say, well, around this time of year, the 50% off Christmas bags, those just do not seem to be selling at all.
Well, James Copeland, key member of the Sterling on Sunday crew. Now, we've got the Parmesan Diner. That's a new feature. We're going to be asking listeners to review how they feel about it. How do you feel about the Parmesan Diner?
It's a wonderful piece of Americana.
When will we be hearing Asbestos Falls again?
We will be hearing it as soon as I gather enough inspiration from my time here in the American Southwest.
Thank you very much, James. James Copeland on Sterling on Sunday. My name's Walter M. Sterling. It's 43 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What filtration is best for your aquarium? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Highlands Flexmore PM. Highlands Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Highlands has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code Walter right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You'll see you put in Walter, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in Walter, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Highlands Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Where your hearing things, where your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Water filtration. For your fish, it's pretty important. Number one, it consumes the poop and the pee. It allows the fish to live a stress-free and wonderful life. But a couple of things to know. The old school way was to use gravel and a filter that was located underneath that gravel. Well, that's been out of date for some time. There are three ways that people filtrate their aquariums. Number one is with a canister filter. The canister filter can pump a lot of water in a brief amount of time and make sure the water is nice and clean for your fish. Number two is a hang-on back filter. Several sizes, pretty convenient. You can actually get a pretty good deal if you look hard enough on it. The third way is what I use on all my aquariums. I use sponge filters. Now, if you go to your pet store, they more than likely will not have sponge filters. Sponge filters you can order online at Amazon or eBay or some of the online pet places, And I find them very easy to use, very efficient, and very easy to clean. Your fish deserve an environment without ammonia, nitrates, or nitrites. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
And I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, because I need your help getting comfortable with the hell that I have to move. My whole family has to move. We have three little girls, a cat, and we have to move. Now, we're only going to move a couple blocks away, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're just moving next door, because you have to do the same thing. You have to pack the boxes. You have to get it all into a moving van. Things will break. There'll be a great deal of stress. It's not good. I have been debating with my 15-year-old, do we put the cat in the house first, or do we take the cat out last? Take everything out of the house, which I think will scare the cat, make the cat nervous. Or do we put the cat in the house first, in the new house first, the cat in the hat, in the new house first, and then let it just wander around. Even if we're not there, let it wander around, put the litter box in first. There are way too many people who listen to me who are cat experts. I seem to draw them, like Mr. Sneakers and Karen. I seem to draw them to my show. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is a fact. We have a lot of cat people. I was asked by a new account executive, a new person selling commercials on the show. She said, what do you view as the demographic appeal of your show? And I went, cat ladies, people who own cats, a lot of cat people. And I have an 8-year-old. And the best advice I got about moving an 8-year-old is, if you have to remove toys, if it's necessary to eliminate some of the toys, because they're just too many and she's outgrown them, do it once you've arrived at the new place. Don't do it before you leave. And that made total sense. Last time we moved, I didn't think it through. We didn't think it through. We were stupid the last time we moved. We've been stupid in general with stuff like this, but this is the biggest hell. Then I walk through the house, and what happens? All the things I don't even notice during the week, on a regular day, now I'm noticing. Do we take that? Don't take that? Do I bother to pack it? Not pack it? I think about the great emotional meaning that it has to me. Last week, my wife asked me to go through all the books and decide, do I keep this one? Don't keep this one? Save this one? Give this one to charity? We're giving a lot of stuff to charity that I don't think will be used in a charitable way. That would just be my general impression. That's the situation I'm in, the nonstop hell of moving. This has gone on now for a month. We've been packing up for a month. And although I often volunteer to my current wife to help her pack, the fact is she says, you're not good at it, and you'll do it wrong. And she doesn't really want the help, but she does want the help. There's the dilemma for all men. When your wife doesn't want the help, sorry, but they do want the help, at what point do you say, I'll do it? How long do you go through the slow torture of not being sure when to intervene, not being sure to know when to do the dishes, when to take the dry cleaning, when to help? Because even though many partners make the noises that they want to be involved, that they want you involved with whatever this arduous task is, it's not necessarily so. They say it, but they don't necessarily do it. That's my hell, moving. Do I put the cat in the new house first and us last, or the cat in last and us first? 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-WALT. I've been watching this TV series called FLACK, F-L-A-C-K, F-L-A-C-K. It's about the underbelly of the public relations industry. Let me share with you the secrets I know of the public relations industry. It's very interesting business. First of all, it feels good. If you go to a public relations firm, you will walk in and feel good. I have hired a number of public relations firms. They don't do what you think they're going to do. You think they're going to get you press. That's not what they're going to do. What they're going to do is manage your image in vague and mysterious ways. What Flack is about, it's pretty funny. They have the worst clients ever. Their clients are always doing drugs, getting drunk, having sex with the wrong people, getting people pregnant. And they do this misinformation campaign. They're always doing a misinformation campaign for their clients. The client's supposed to be here. They present them as here. But it's hysterical and definitely worth watching. This is definitely a good one. There are a number of shows out right now that are good, aren't there? There are a bunch that are good to watch. I'm having so much trouble with my throat. What else do I have to do? I've got too much crap to do. And then next week, in addition to everybody moving, I have to drive my 18-year-old daughter back to college. The moving day and driving the 18-year-old daughter back to college is on the same day. That's right, the same day. How this gets handled, not clear. What I'm going to do exactly, not really sure about that. Now, you and I can always stay in touch. My name's Walter M. Sterling, Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. You go to the Facebook page, and you will see a stunning and amazing photograph of the Parma drive-through brew. It's called the Martini drive-through brew. It's on Pearl Road in Parma, Ohio. I believe the epicenter of all American culture is on Pearl Road in Parma, Ohio. Everything that's going to happen is happening there first. People might think it's a backwater town, it's way out of the way, it's not in Manhattan. No. Parma, Ohio is the cutting-edge town in America. Everything that's going to happen a year from now is happening in Parma right now. Many, many people have this terrible misconception about Parma. They think that it's, a cow town or a rural industrial area, that it's filthy. Oh, no. Parma is a humble town. It has small homes, but those homes are meticulous. Those yards are meticulous. Every one of those yards has those balls on a pedestal that reflect the light and goodness, and little elves. They have a lot of little elves on the lawns, but they're neat and clean, and it's a great town. Two Walmarts and the Martini drive-through brew on Pearl Road. You may think, well, what's a drive-through brew? I'll tell you, and then I'll take you in one. A drive-through brew is when you take your car into a tiny building. They're always tiny buildings because they're converted houses. It's where the garage was in the house, except they took out the back. There's the front of the garage. There's the back of the garage. You drive your car in, and you're surrounded by glorious refrigeration units, magnificent refrigeration units filled with every kind of beer you could imagine, every kind of soda you could imagine. You say, open the trunk. I'm going to open the trunk, and they'll fill your trunk with whatever you want, plus cigarettes, plus T-shirts. Wow. And a lot of vape stuff. A lot of vape stuff. All right, I got a lot coming up for you. We have weather, the usual.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. These storms traveling across America will leave a swath of snow as much as a foot in Concordia, Kansas, to Kirksville, Missouri, and parts of the Midwest. That's more snow than we'll see in Anchorage and central Alaska. A couple of inches there, with temperatures in the teens and 20s. Southeast Alaska will see a quiet week weather-wise, Partly cloudy skies over Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway, with temperatures in the 20s overnight and 30s during the day. On the other hand, 1 to 3 inches of new snow by midweek in the eastern big cities, Washington, Philly, New York, up to 2 to 4 inches in Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany, and on up into New England. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, everybody's very excited to be with us. Everybody. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. KFBK, iHeartRadio in Sacramento, run by the brilliant Bill White. Welcome. Why didn't I fill in for Pat Walsh? Did Pat work all year? Did you, you didn't do a best of. God help you if you did a best of. When Pat Walsh is out ill or taking time off, the night man, the night star in KFBK, that's my time in Sacramento. I think you'll agree. Bruce in Ohio, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
can
Bruce.
You hear me?
Yes.
You don't know which Bruce this is, do you?
No.
Your neighbor.
Oh, my God. How did you get through the screen?
What are you? You know what? You think you're a big radio man?
Yes.
You should know how to keep me out. You don't know how to keep me out?
No.
I got through. And you know why I called you?
Why?
I called you because I lost a bet to my wife.
Your
and
current
she said
wife?
I should be the good neighbor. What?
Your current wife?
I heard, you know, I was listening. I heard you say that before. If I said that, I'd get in trouble for it. But you're a big star. You can say those things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my current wife.
Yes.
Anyway, I want you to know something. I heard what you were I'm listening in. I heard the part about you're talking about a cat, and I'm thinking this guy's on national radio talking about a cat. And then you're talking, no offense, I don't mean to insult you. I'm being honest with you because that's the neighbors should be honest. You're talking about how no matter what you do, your wife's going to get upset at some point. Isn't that basically what you said?
No matter what I do, my wife will get upset at some point, yes.
You think that was profound?
Yes, it was profound, considering most of my colleagues just scream at the Democrats.
Well, everyone screams at the Democrats. It doesn't matter because they've got guns now. They can shoot back. But let me tell you, do you know, let me leave you with something. I'll stay on the phone and talk to you as long as my wife stares at me. But do you know why, according to Facebook, 73% of husbands die before their wives? Do you know why?
Cooking?
No, because they want to.
Yeah. God, that was
Oh,
terrible.
My God. A little warmth. I finally got some warmth out of you.
Listen, good humor is always welcome. Now, listen, when you order a corned beef on rye,
yeah,
do you tell them to put the mustard on the sandwich, or do you accept the lazy route that so many of those delis go, which they put the packs next to the sandwich? Like, I don't need another job with a pack next to the sandwich.
Oh, this gets right back into being married. First of all, I do have them put some on, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, if I have to decide how much goes on, no matter what I do, I'll get it wrong. My wife will either say, you need more, or she'll say, why so much? So I let them do it. And you know what? It works. I haven't put it on top and the bottom, too, because I like to eat a lot. And, by the way, do you use stadium mustard, you know, brown mustard, or do you use yellow mustard? Let's see what kind of man you are.
I know the right answer is stadium, but I use yellow mustard.
You know what? I don't know. I can't believe I lost that bet. I got to talk to you about this. Why do you do that? Did your mommy teach you that?
No, I can't handle this the stronger mustard, but I will share with you a secret.
Sure.
I only have sexist feelings about women's role in one thing. I think if a woman is an airline pilot, that's better than a guy. I think if a woman is the CEO, that's better than a guy. But for some weird reason, Bruce, I can't handle a woman behind the deli counter. And it's because how would she know how much meat to give me? How would she know how much mustard I need? Whereas like a real deli guy can take one look at you and know exactly how to make your sandwich.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I listen to you every once in a while because my wife tells me to. I'm enjoying this conversation. I wonder if I bumped into you, and by the way, I think you're right about the deli counter thing. I got to give that some thought. I have an adult daughter. I couldn't tell her that. She hit me.
Yes.
No, I can't tell her that.
No.
But
no.
If I saw you on the street, seriously, if I saw you on the street, you're moving your car or something, and I said hello to you, would you have one of your radio guys tell me no? Or would you respond?
No, I'd have somebody tell you no, but thank you very much for calling, Bruce, at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we have the usual edition, the drive-through brew, and I need your vote on our brand-new feature to determine whether or not we keep it, the Parma Parmesan Cafe. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. I get in the shower, and then I take out this beautiful green can. Push the button and out comes gel that smells remarkable. I put it on my face and suddenly my beard softens and the gel turns into shaving cream and I'm able to get the most remarkable shave imaginable, a Harry shave. The Harry system of blade, handle, and shaving gel work together to give me the most remarkable shave I could ever imagine. The first time I had a Harry shave, I'm like, whoa, this is really different. Now, everybody says that. No, really, this is different. Now, the reason it's different is that Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You put it on the ergonomic handle, which comes in a variety of stunning colors, which will complement your eyes. And you use the shaving gel. And oh my gosh, this is a great experience. Now, I want you to have this experience. Here's what you get with Harry's. With Harry's, when you put in the promo code Walter, you get a blade, you get a handle, an ergonomic handle in a beautiful color, you get the shaving gel. You put it on, softens your beard, smells great. And a nice travel box. You put in the promo code Walter, blade, handle, shaving gel, $5. What? Oh, no, $3. You put in the promo code Walter, it's $3. And they'll send it to you. Well, they must get you on shipping and handling. No, that's free. It's really free. Handle, blades, shaving gel, travel box, $3. Put in the promo code Walter or get them at the big box stores. But really, you're better off going to Harry's.com. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I've struggled with arthritis pain for over 15 years, making it difficult to walk upstairs at home or work long hours on my computer. I've discovered a natural way to relieve my joint pain, stiffness, cramping, and aching in my feet and hands. It's Flexmore from Highlands, and it works. The other day, I was sitting there going, what's different? Why? What? There's something different in my body. And you know what? All the foot and thumb pain has gone away. It has worked wonders for me. And another wonderful thing about it is that it's safe and gentle on my body. It has no side effects and can safely complement my other prescription medications, as it's made with natural active ingredients. You can find them online at Highlands.com. That's H-Y-L-A-N-D, Highlands.com, on Amazon or a store near you, including Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Kroger.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
17 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling and Patricia at KXNT.
Hello.
In Las Vegas. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so nice to talk to you. I listen to you every week. You're so good.
Thank you.
About the kitty.
Yes.
First of all, put the kitty in the carrier because they get frightened when they see strangers, when the doors are open and they're going in and out. It wouldn't matter whether you put the kitty at the old place or the new place, just as long as it could see you walk by and maybe say hello to it. maybe put the some water in the carrier, you know.
Right.
And when you're all finished moving and the door is closed for the last time, then open the cage, let it come out and investigate and walk around and see everything. Because I'm telling you, they will fly out that door and you will be looking all over for them.
That's great advice, Patricia. I've been blessed with having a cat my whole life. I've always had one or multiple cats my whole life.
We have two.
And I love my kitty cats. And
I know. But it breaks your heart when, you see, they're worried that you're abandoning them.
Right.
So if you can just, you know, make it easy for them by putting it in a carrier to begin with, then it would be like you were going to take it somewhere, you know. Do you have a carrier that you use from time to time?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Okay, well, best of luck in your move. We're going to have to move soon ourselves, and I just dread it. I'd rather take a beating.
It's a horrible experience, just a horrible experience. Patricia, thank you for your kind words about my giant radio show. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm sharing about the horror that I have to move. My three kids and I have to move to a new home. We don't want to. And the miracle of this, and this really is a miracle, listen carefully. The miracle is that we did everything right. We rent. I've rented my whole life because I'm in show business. By federal law, if you're in show business, you're not allowed to own. It doesn't work out well. It's a joke. In fact, it's a joke in show business that if you buy a house, that's when you're going to get fired. And it's absolutely true. Oh, I just closed on a house. Oh, gee, you're going to get fired. Oh, then they get fired. We rent. Every month on the 3rd, I would pay the rent. I would go some 20 miles away. I'd get in my car late at night, the end of the workday, and I would drive to my landlord's house, his giant estate on a hill. You know, landlord's houses are always better than yours. His giant estate on a hill. And I'd put my rent in his box, and then I'd go to the Dunkin' Donuts. And it was a good Dunkin' Donuts, which was a blessing. Or I'd go to the big supermarket, which was open 24/7. It was a good supermarket, another blessing. There were a lot of exciting things for me to do when I paid the rent, but I paid that rent every month on time, figuring it would feed the landlord karma, and we could continue to stay here, because for once, we really like the house. We really like the house. Of course, when the lease ran out with sufficient notice, he told us that we would have to leave. Why? Well, because that big house on the hill, he had lost. He wasn't going to be able to stay there either. He lost his business or his job. I don't know what the heck happened, and I don't want to know. And then here's where it gets better. He's being a dick. He's being a pain in the butt.
Well, you know, if you want your full deposit back, you're going to have to go through every square inch of the house.
I told my current wife, I said, the minute I met him when we signed a lease, I knew we were never going to see that deposit again. He's going to come sometime this week. He's going to do the walkthrough. I love it when I hear landlords who own just like a little house.
We're going to do a walkthrough.
No, I'm not going to do a walkthrough with you. No, forget it. Yeah, if you owned multiple apartment complexes and you wanted to send your rep to go do a walkthrough, that'd be one thing. But you can't remember whether or not we had a sandbox before. You can't remember where the drapes were. Just let it go. It's just a house. One house. You're not Donald Trump with multiple estates. It's not you. So he's being a dick.
Well, you know, you have to make sure that the draperies are here and the washer is like this and everything's the way you found it.
Well, guess what? You put five people in a 100-year-old house for 3 years, something will happen. I promise you, something will happen.
Well, you know, is the dryer vent the way it was? And it's... Are the clotheslines in the basement the way you found them? Like, shut up. Just shut up.
Nothing fell down. That's all you need to know. The pipes didn't burst. The only damage to the house was by his plumber. This idiot didn't know how to manage the plumbing. He was doing some repair on the plumbing, and boom! All of a sudden, the water was spewing out of the sink drain. One flight up, the sink drain was spewing out water like a geyser of filth, pouring down the basement steps into the bathroom in the basement, covering the basement with sewage. And that's the only damage to the whole house. And I kept waiting for that plumber to offer to clean it up. That plumber said, yeah, it's my mess. He never offered to clean it up. You know, I'm supposed to put that on my bucket list, clean up after the plumber? Bad idea. Moving is bringing all of these horrible things up. Plus the fact that I asked my brother and sister for a little help because we did nothing wrong. We weren't anticipating it. I'm in show business, and I'm still at a point in my career where I need a little help. If I was still wearing a suit, if I was an executive, if I was a consultant, I would not need your help. I'd be happy to lend you money. And that's how I've always treated my relatives. If I've had money, they can have money. That's what I believe the economics are of relatives. If I have money, they can have money. That's all you need to know. But these a-holes, they get all up in themselves. My brother is the CEO of a successful hedge fund. They own horses. I asked him for, about less than $5,000 to help me do the move without killing my wife. Because it's just us. I don't see the crew here to pack up. I don't see where they are. And I asked him to help me out because it was a surprise and we had done nothing wrong. It was a surprise. Oh, no. Haven't heard from him. My sister, also a millionaire, bless her heart, has offered to help in some way. Don't know, but she's going to help in some way. In that vague family economics, you know, where we'll help you. Don't ask how much. Don't ask when. But we'll help you. That's the situation. Did you see this Army Hammer story? Did you see this story? We'll talk about that coming up in just seconds. But right now I have a cat. Any advice you may have about moving the cat would be appreciated. Now I have one listener who says you should move the cat after the fact. That once you're in the new house, everything's settled, then move the cat. Another one says do it with the moving. Do it with the moving. I see that as risky. What should I do? You're a cat expert. I know you are. You listen to late night radio. You have to be a cat expert. My number is 888-688-WALT. And coming up later tonight, we have the Midnight Misfit message. There's a secret message that you can get as a Midnight Misfit. I know you don't fit in. You're working the third shift. That doesn't fit in. You're going to the hospital to go to work. You're going to the casino to work. Restaurant third shift, the diner, that's not normal. It's okay. Because the fact is the people who work the third shift who do not fit in are the people who make things work. We're the wheel that doesn't quite fit with the other gears, and that makes the other gears get going. We're the ones who compel the new ideas, inspire the new ideas, try new things. That's us. You want to try something new, you're going to try it on somebody working the third shift because they'll say, why not? I'll do that. Okay. Plus, you and I will talk about the fact that my two daughters, the 8-year-old and the 15-year-old, went back to school last week. And it's a very interesting thing. There are some kids who do better staying at home. I would have done much better staying at home than having to go to school and deal with disgusting children. I hated going to school. I hated it because not the work. I could do the work. I hated it because I had to deal with other kids. Every kid hated me. They all hated me. Or they didn't know me. But in my experience, they actually hated me. And if I could have gone to school and just done the work, just seen the teacher over Zoom, gotten my assignments over Zoom, done it, sent it in, oh, I would have been in heaven. Because nothing bad happened to me at home. I was so blessed. I had great parents, terrific parents. I had a nice, clean home. My mother was a terrific cook, not a chef, a cook. And our house was immaculate. It was terrific. My father came home at 6 p.m. every day. My parents were sober and happy. They drove a giant pink and white DeSoto. It was good. When did trouble happen? When I left the house. That's when trouble happened. I'm going to have to talk to my psychiatrist about that. That must have defined my whole life, that all the problems in my life happened when I left the house. Everybody else had movie of the week stories about, you know, the broom closet and their mothers. I had none of those stories, thank God. And I feel terrible for anybody who did. And every year I feel more sympathy for anybody who did. But that was not my case. You and I are going to talk about the phenomena of Zoom learning and the fact that for many kids it's better. My kids, one of them it's better, one of them it's worse. Next week, I'm going to drive my kid back to college and we're going to move. It's sort of that means that Iraq is in my living room. It's like my whole house is Iraq. Moving and my kids going back to college. Oh, my God. My number is 888-688-WALT. I welcome all advice, 888-688-WALT. And I have big news for you, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to have weather and Florida stories. But I've got news for you about James Parker. James Parker hosts Florida Stories. Big news about James Parker, host of Florida Stories. I think you will like this news. There we are in Sebring, Florida. I'm on the air in Sebring, Florida on Michael Ewing's radio station. Thank you, Jay Clark. Thank you, Michael Ewing, for the great clear in Sebring, Florida. I'm Walter Sterling. Sterling on Sunday.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very active weather week setting up for most of the country. So depending on where you live, keep the umbrellas and snow shovels handy. An atmospheric river from the tropical Pacific will transport copious amounts of moisture to make rain and snow with across all of California to the desert southwest. Another storm will provide more dynamics, moving in from Washington and Oregon and work its way eastward through the week. Heavy rain and snow will fall across the Rockies and then look for 1 to 3 inches of snow to fall across parts of the Midwest. Chicago will get its first decent snow this week, as will Omaha, Kansas City, Topeka, Kansas, and move into Philadelphia, Washington, New York, and into New England later in the week. A wintry mix will cause traffic problems with icing conditions through Wichita, St. Louis, to Indianapolis, also by midweek. More details to follow later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, now I have to tell you right now, Donna, that I don't like you because you're in Palm Springs, California. Welcome
I'm so
to Sterling
sorry.
On Sunday.
Hello.
I mean, you really have a lot of nerve. You have a lot of nerve.
I have a nerve. Okay, well, all right. So I moved here in 81, and, you know, the weather is beautiful here, but there are things that I miss about the East Coast. And, I mean, one is great pizza. But I'm not calling about that tonight. I'm calling about your cat.
Well, wait. Let's talk about the pizza, because that's a very serious problem. If you move away from the East Coast, from New Haven or Manhattan, you're going to have only what? Or New Jersey. The
I
entire
came from New Jersey.
Which town?
Old Chaphead.
Therefore, you know what pizza is supposed to taste like. What topping did you like on your pizza?
Oh, a plain cheese pizza will do it for me.
Exactly. Not pineapples. No pineapples.
No.
It's astonishing how the rest of the country screws up pizza, isn't it?
Oh, they put things on it you can't believe, from anchovies to broccolini and all these strange things.
Now, let's talk about the cat.
Okay, very important. I'm going to give you some very good advice.
Thank you.
before you move into your new place, I want you to take over there her litter box. Do not clean it first.
Oh, okay.
Leave some urine and feces in there. Also take whatever bedspread she lays on,
right,
whatever chair is her favorite to sit on, anything that she has called her own. Cats
right.
mark things with the side of their face. So you'll see her rub up against different furnitures, like a foot hassock or anything like that that you could get in your car. Take those items to the new place. Put them in a room that has a door on it.
Oh.
Put her over there with that stuff in the room with a door. On moving day, you go over there, make sure she's in that room, and close the door.
All right.
You will move everything else into your house, and she will be in that room with familiar items. If she doesn't have familiar items, she will run out the door and go back home. Really, I'm serious. I've had a cat that went 30 miles to go home. So, I mean, really, they mark the things they like with their scent glands on their face. Anything she marks or loves to sit on or lay on, you bring over and put in that one room.
Well, this is great advice. I really do appreciate it. Donna, thank you so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. I'm going through the hell of moving. We don't want to move. We did nothing wrong. We don't deserve to move. And yet we're going to have to move. We paid our rent every single month on time, but my landlord lost his job or his business or something, and our lease is up, coincidental to him losing whatever. And it's the only thing in every state in the country you don't have a leg to stand on. If the owner of your building wants to move back into it because they've lost their home, they get to move back in. I get it. I understand. But, oh, my God, what a surprise. Because you know what else happened to us? In the same month, our car stopped moving. No, it didn't slow down. The air conditioner didn't stop working. It stopped moving. We went to start it one day, and it wouldn't move. And then we look underneath, and there's a belt hanging out. Therefore, we had to have it towed to a mechanic, and you know how much that costs. That starts at $1,000. And then we had to move. And you know how much moving costs. Well, usually it costs minimum $5,000, minimum. But in this case, my current wife is so clever and so smart, she figured out how to do it for quite a bit less. But nevertheless, it's real money, and she has physical challenges, and I have physical challenges, and there we are for the past 3 weeks packing boxes. It's not a good look for a major network radio star. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, finally, an expert, an actual cat is calling in. Mr. Sneakers, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello?
Hi, Walter. It's actually Mrs. Sneakers.
Oh, Mrs. Sneakers, yes.
Sneakers is pushing me to make this phone call.
Thank you.
And this is what he has to say. He is all excited. If he could get down there and help you pack up and help in this whole adventure, he would be there in a flash. He likes stimulation. He likes, things have been so quiet around where I live because of the virus and nobody's outside. And he loves people and he loves to be in the middle of everything. But he told me this. He said, look, this is an adventure, Mom. And you tell Walter, don't you dare take your cat to that house and leave her all by herself while you're going through all the packing and the boxes that she could be jumping in and out of. And she'd be all alone and even in her own room with her familiar stuff, wondering what the whiskers is going on here. And that might tempt her to explore a little bit and maybe mark her scent around your new home.
Let me ask you a question about this marking.
Yeah.
What if she pees to mark?
Well, they spray.
What does that mean? I've seen them spray. That's just peeing on the ceiling.
No. When they spray, it's kind of peeing, but it's to mark their scent. If they're sixed, there's less of an odor involved. It's a female cat. We're talking about just one cat.
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Just
dear.
One.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Females, they're not so bad. It's the males, especially if they're not sixed. They do a horrendous number on spreading their scent around the perimeters of everything.
She's fixed.
Okay. But you know what? She's used to being with you.
Yes.
And Sneakers is under the impression that if it were him and we were moving, he wants to be there with me during the whole process.
Really?
But not in such a situation where he would run out the door and travel 30 miles away. You have to be sensible. Keep him with you while you're packing, or her with you while you're packing up. See how she responds to that. Make her feel good. Tell her it's a wonderful thing that we're doing. We're going to a new home, and we're all going to be a family again there, and all new adventures. And have her be with you while you're in the middle of the packing. Just be careful that the door isn't left open. And on the day of moving, yes, set up a room prior to moving for her with her things that she's familiarized with in her own room, so that when she gets there, in the midst of moving the boxes in, you can put her in the room, shut the door, and let her be comfortable in there. But knowing that you are all around her and everybody's moving as a family, that's what Mr. Sneakers says.
Yeah, usually women don't want the sensation of me being all around them, but maybe in the case of a cat. Hey, listen, you know you're a buddy. You know I'm grateful for the fact that you listen every week. Thank you so much. Thank you for being part of our family. 888-6. It's a pleasure, a privilege. Yes, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to cut you off.
Best of luck to you. Best of luck to you, Walter. And if you want to bring me down from Ambler, I'll come and help you pack. It's a long drive, but...
Don't ever say that. Just don't ever say that. Okay, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. It's 45 minutes past the hour. This is Walter Sterling. The name is show Sterling on Sunday. I have to clarify something. My brother, when I asked him for help, silence. But my sister has stepped up to the plate and is helping us. I want to be clear about that, because usually in families, finances are vague. Yes, she is helping, and I am grateful to her for that, and I thank her for that. Oh, my God, I'm exhausted. Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right. Free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to Harry's.com. Harry's.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too, is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
All right, 50 past the hour, 50 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. We're going through that special, unique hell known as moving. Now, my wife has physical conditions. I have all sorts of neuropathy. I can't do what you should do, which is hire somebody to pack the boxes and move them. No. We get to have that spiritual exercise of packing up ourselves. There's a great test of a marriage, but God bless my wife. She's just been the best. I am so grateful for her and the fact that she's very good at these physical tasks. 888-688-WALT, advice on moving the cat. 888-688-WALT. Allie in Sacramento listening on KFBK. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Walter, how you doing today?
I love that you're listening on KFBK. Thank you.
Very welcome. Hey, if I could just speak a little bit about your situation with your family and borrowing money, would that be all right?
This is an ideal time to discuss the situation with my family and money. I didn't say anything about borrowing.
Great. It's always tricky when you ask your siblings for money. They get put in an awkward situation. Everybody, I think most people out there will agree, we work hard for our money. And people love their money. Growing up, when I graduated college, I made a decent living. I didn't help out anyone. The reason behind that was I wanted to make sure I became stable and built a foundation. Now that I have experience and have a much better paying job, I'm able to help a lot of people. Back in the day, people were upset at me, people were mad at me, but now they're all buddy buddy again because I'm able to help them and we have a good relationship. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is I wouldn't hold that against your siblings, even though I know you said they're millionaires. It's just something that...
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. I don't need that kind of nonsense. I just don't need that kind of nonsense. There are equations. Here's how it works in my head. If I have money and you need money, I'll give you the money. That's it. Because it's not a big deal. It's just not a big deal. But only if you've lived a life where only if you've lived a life where the difference between a quart of milk and a gallon of milk means a change in lifestyle, the difference between half a tank of gas and a quarter of a tank of gas means a change in lifestyle. No, not inconvenience. I mean it will change your life for that period of time. Only if you have prayed that your kids get asked for a play date that runs to 7 p.m. so you know somebody else is going to feed them. Only if you've lived that life can you imagine what it's like to have financial trouble. Only then. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. WBAP's Judy in Dallas. Welcome to the Giant Network Radio Show. Hello, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I am thrilled to be speaking to you. I love every word you say. Every week, Judy calls in with a terrible joke, a horrible joke, what is known in the industry as a dad joke. Would you please share with us your dad joke, Judy?
Yes, I will.
What do you call someone else's cheese or queso? What do you call someone else's queso?
What do you call someone else's queso?
Right.
What?
Nacho cheese.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you, Judy. 888-688-WALT. I don't know what she said, but I know it was funny. On the weeks when I do understand what she says, they're really funny. Now, if you ever want to review any of Judy's jokes, it's easy. Go to waltersterlingshow.com. waltersterlingshow.com, S-T-E-R. You'd be shocked at how people mispronounce my name. But you go to waltersterlingshow.com, and tomorrow at around about 3 o'clock, depending on when I wake up, we will post this show. You'll be able to hear Judy's joke again. Remember, it came over at 11:55 or 8:55 West Coast time, and you'll be able to review these incredible broadcasts. Incredible. Speaking of incredible, I got to tell you about Molly Berg. I mentioned it once before, but oh my gosh, it's incredible. I have so much to talk about. We have to talk about Arnie Hammer. We have to talk about Arnie Hammer. And then at 45 minutes past the next hour, we're going to do toll road news. I don't know why the one thing that affects all of us is never reported on the radio. But every week from now on, we're going to go over toll road news. Plus, I have a brand new feature for you, the Parma Parmesan Cafe. And I desperately need your opinion of the Parma Parmesan Cafe. How long is that, James? How long is the Parma Parmesan Cafe? Why don't you play that now?
Down a long littered road, we find the Parma Parmesan Diner. As Parma goes, so goes the nation. There is strife at the diner today. Let's listen in.
No. I told the butter supplier not to sell us these awful butter packets that are tiny and impossible to open. Inside is nothing. I told him, call the owner. Ask if he thinks I'm wrong. You have to open about 20 of those little packs just to put enough butter on one pancake.
Hey, Jim, table three wants more butter.
This butter obsession. Look, keeping butter in small packs, this is not the way to grow a business. We must embrace the bar of butter. And really, a tub would be better.
More butter now. And they want the little packs.
What will the next course bring at the Parma Parmesan?
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. These storms traveling across America will leave a swath of snow as much as a foot in Concordia, Kansas, to Kirksville, Missouri, and parts of the Midwest. That's more snow than we'll see in Anchorage and central Alaska. A couple of inches there, with temperatures in the teens and 20s. Southeast Alaska will see a quiet week weatherwise. Partly cloudy skies over Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway, with temperatures in the 20s overnight and 30s during the day. On the other hand, 1 to 3 inches of new snow by midweek in the eastern big cities, Washington, Philly, New York, up to 2 to 4 inches in Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany, and on up into New England. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
And now a message of peace from John Lennon.
You said, I don't know much about Nigeria.
An advertising campaign for peace. Can you understand that?
No, I can't.
A very big advertising campaign for peace.
I think it's shot to vulgar and self-aggrandizing.
Well, you think
it's... Are you advertising John Lennon or peace?
Do you want nice middle-class gestures for peace?
Maybe.
And intellectual manifestos written by a lot of half-witted intellectuals and nobody reads them? That's the trouble with the peace movement. Well, I'm sorry you like the old mop tops, dear, and you thought it was I was very satirical and witty, and you liked Hard Day's Night, love. But I've grown up, but you obviously haven't.
Have you?
Yes, folks.
What have you grown up to?
No, 29. You were saying that in America they're so serious about the protest movement.
Yes, they are.
But they were so flippant that they were singing a happy-go-lucky song, which happens to be one I wrote. And I'm glad they sang it. And when I get there, I'll sing it with them. When I get in. And that was a message from me to America or to anywhere, that I used my songwriting ability to write a song that we could all sing together. And I'm proud that they sang it at the moratorium. I wouldn't have cared if they'd sang We Shall Overcome, but it just so happens they sang that, and I'm proud of it, and I'll be glad to go there and sing with them.
Make it jolly.
I will make it jolly.
Yes, you know, we have to make it jolly.
Isn't that the best? John Lennon putting up with no nonsense. What do you suppose John Lennon would think about things today? What do you suppose he'd think about things today? There's a stupid song that George Harrison wrote called Cracker Box Palace. If you go and look at that video on YouTube, Cracker Box Palace, you will see something that you won't believe. First of all, it's like a Monty Python video. It's a Monty Python music video, but you have to go see it because there's a quick scene in it toward the beginning. You go, whoa. How did George Harrison know? I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to do some homework. I have to spend hours and hours making the show. You can do, 5 seconds to watch a YouTube video. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I can stay in touch at all times. Here's how we do it. I have a Facebook page. It's called Walter M. Sterling. That's my Facebook page. And I have an email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And there's more. I have a podcast. Now, by federal law, every radio talk show host must create a podcast. You wouldn't believe the stupid edicts that come down at these communication companies saying, and make sure you do a podcast. You must make a podcast. Be sure to do a podcast. Now, I figure that if I'm making a television show, if I'm making radio shows that go on 50,000-watt clear channel stations and giant Class C FMs, those are the best FMs, Class C FMs, that should be quite enough. I should be able to go home. Because I can't tell you, and I don't want to think about, how many great talent have lost their jobs because they made a podcast. They didn't lose their job from their radio show or their TV show. They lost their job from making a stupid podcast, and then it was all offensive. Everybody's very sensitive these days, so it was all offensive. I shouldn't have to make a podcast. No disc jockey or talk show host should have to make a podcast. Creating a 3 or 4 hour radio show is exhausting enough. Now, I'm like, well, why do they want these damn podcasts? Well, there are two reasons. When you hear a host saying, well, you'd be sure to get my podcast, there are two reasons. There's no money in it. There's no money. When you have something that has, there are a million podcasts on Apple iTunes. No exaggeration. There are a million podcasts up there. There's no way for there to be any pressure on that inventory to raise the price sufficiently for anybody to make any money. It's stupid. Well, it'll catch up. No, it won't. Let me help you. It won't. It isn't like there are 50 radio signals in a city and there can be pressure on the inventory. It's never going to happen. There are two reasons that it happens. One, radio is a proven medium. Television is a proven medium. It is not going to grow in leaps and bounds. Tragically, the masters of business administration, the MBAs on Wall Street, only understand dramatic growth. I could bore you with why that's so, but it's so. They only believe in dramatic growth, and they will invest in dramatic growth. 0 to 1,000 growth. Okay, well, no radio or TV company is going to do that. It's proven. Radio is proven. We have nothing left to prove. It works. Radio works. But the podcasts, they can go from 0 to 1,000 in a second. And if a radio TV company becomes an aggregator of podcasts, presents it to Wall Street and saying, this is going to show dramatic growth, then they can get Wall Street investment. That's why.
That's why you hear all of this push for podcasts. That is the only reason. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Now, what I want you to listen to right now is the Parma Parmesan Diner. This is our very special new feature called the Parma Parmesan Diner. I'd like you to listen to it. And whether or not I make another one ever again depends on how you react to it. Listen to the Parma Parmesan Diner and then call 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, and let me know if you'd like to have this glimpse into Parma once again, the Parma Parmesan Diner.
Down a long littered road, we find the Parma Parmesan Diner. As Parma goes, so goes the nation. There is strife at the diner today. Let's listen in.
No. I told the butter supplier not to sell us these awful butter packets that are tiny and impossible to open. Inside is nothing. I told him, call the owner. Ask if he thinks I'm wrong. You have to open about 20 of those little packs just to put enough butter on one pancake.
Hey, Jim, table three wants more butter.
This butter obsession. Look, keeping butter in small packs, this is not the way to grow a business. We must embrace the bar of butter. And really, a tub would be better.
More butter now. And they want the little packs.
What will the next course bring at the Parma Parmesan?
I need to know.
I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine, it's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Harry's Razors. Harry's makes razors and blades that are different. First of all, they're constantly researching to make sure the blade is as good as it can possibly be. But they do not pass those costs on to you and me. Harry's Razors. You get a starter kit, which has a beautiful handle, the blades, the shaving cream, which is terrific. Their shaving cream is remarkable. I use it, it's a gel, it goes on quickly, it has a wonderful scent, a great aroma. This works. You've seen the price of other blades, it's insane. But they're not as good as Harry's razor blades. Harry's razor blades. Go to harrys.com, get the experience that I've had. Enter the promo code WALTER, the promo code WALTER at harrys.com.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
I've decided I know who the luckiest Beatle was. It was George Harrison. He had the best deal. Because you never heard anybody say that they hated George, right? And you never got the impression that he was either more ambitious or lazier than the other ones. And Lennon and McCartney, they were struck with talent, just struck. But George got to stand there, play the big guitar, and he got a good spot on stage. Everybody seemed to like him. He got to share the money. He had the best deal. He didn't have all that responsibility. I'm sorry he isn't alive, but what can I tell you? 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about the hell in the move. Now, I've gotten a lot of good advice about whether or not to take the cat with us, whether or not to, how to move the cat, when to move the cat. I don't want the advice via email. Call me. If you have advice on moving the cat, great, I want it. My number is 888-688-WALT. I'm doing a call-in talk show. And this isn't one of those hot topics. I think you can handle it, but I'll tell you what is a hot topic. Listen to this. This is insane. It's so insane that I'm going to put on my glasses because I'm a professional. And then I have to figure out what I'm going to eat. I'm very hungry, and I don't know what I'm going to eat. And I live in the land of no pizza. Arnie Hammer kept mannequins in the basement of his family home to practice tying up women and threatened to strangle his dog, according to ex-lover Paige Lorenza. Instagram model Lorenz. What the hell's an Instagram model? What is it? You mean somebody who just posts pictures of themselves on Instagram? That's their income? There is no income. That's shenanigans. Well, she dated Hammer, who's 34, for 4 months last year. She has called the relationship deeply traumatic and said the actor left her with emotional and physical scars and bruises. Lorenz claims Hammer told her he kept mannequins in the basement of the home he shared with his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, to practice rope tying for sex. Now, she didn't see these. She was dating a man who wasn't divorced. He's not divorced, so she was a philanderer. She was a disruptor of a... She was a co-respondent in a divorce. I wouldn't go by anything she says or much of it. I think the only one who knows about Armie Hammer's proclivities would be Timothy Chalamet, the boy who he was in Call Me By Your Name. Now, the only thing we know for sure, the only... fetish of Timothy Chalamet that we're sure about is that he fondled Timothy Chalamet and a peach. That's all we know for sure. Lorenz claimed that he kept mannequins in the basement he shared with his wife, Elizabeth. It creeped me out, honestly. It was really strange. Well, yeah, but you were sleeping with a married man. Lorenz's account was supported by photos posted online by another alleged former lover known on Instagram as Nastya D. Screenshots of messages purportedly sent to Nastya D by Hammer showed a mannequin wrapped in red rope with what does this say? I can't read it. Lorenz also claimed Hammer said he wanted to strangle his dog in a fit of rage. Well, you don't want to strangle a dog over joy. It's only going to be in a fit of rage. Hammer dropped out of the upcoming film with Jennifer Lopez after he was rocked by disturbing claims of cannibalism and violating BDSM practices. Let's back up. There were disturbing claims of violating BDSM, bondage and discipline, sadomasochism practices. Where's the rule book on sadomasochism? Where is it? He's violating BDSM practices. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He violated the practices. Are there rule books about bondage and discipline? And where are those rule books? His lawyer has categorically denied the allegations against the actor. Arnie Hammer hoarded mannequins in the basement of his family home and practice of tying them up, his ex-girlfriend said. The former professional skier turned Instagram model. Well, she's trained in this. The former professional skier turned Instagram model provided Daily Mail TV with an exclusive image of a sickening scar just millimeters away from her private parts. That was left when Hammer allegedly carved his first initial A into her skin during a kinky sex game. Now Lorenz has revealed that Hammer allegedly learned how to tie women up by practicing on mannequins he stored in his basement of his $5.8 million home that he shared with his estranged wife, Elizabeth Chambers. Let's just think about this. So here you are, Armie Hammer. You come from an oil fortune. It's not Arm & Hammer baking soda. It's an oil fortune. You come from an oil fortune. You are the best-looking man in Hollywood. Any woman would do anything you want. And he's married. And he has kids. And now he's fooling around with what? And he's practicing inappropriate BDSM. Wow. You know, I'm not running with this story. I happen to not believe it. What do you think, Ken in Washington State? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Hello?
Hey, do I got you?
Yeah, you got me, Ken. Hi.
Right on. How you doing tonight?
Well, we're good now that we're talking to you.
All right on. I like that. I'm new to your show, and I just wanted to say I tune into it every night now. But as far as the cats go, I'm not really a big cat guy, but I won't be mean. I'm not mean to any animal. I grew up on a farm, blah, blah, blah. But I would say, like that one lady said, put the personal things in a room and that might help, you know, because it sounds like you really don't want that cat to run off, and that cat's just like you have another kid, you know, an extension of your own arm. You know what I mean?
Well, I have three daughters under the age of 18, and my three daughters love their cat, and they adore their pets.
Oh, yeah.
and they take really, really good care of them, and so it is in our best interest, and I appreciate what you said. Ken, where in Washington are you?
A little town called McClary.
McClary, what part of the state is that?
It's like southwest. I'm probably, not quite 100 miles south of Seattle, down by the beach. Have you been to Washington State?
There's nothing more beautiful than the shoreline of Washington State. It's magnificent.
The Oregon State.
It is magnificent.
Oregon State's got good stuff, too. So I heard that COVID thing, they got another one souping up from the UK, huh?
Well, yeah, but it's... just wash your hands. Thank you very much for the call, Ken.
On the radio.
Yeah, then don't listen to the radio. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for calling me. Diane in Ohio, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Walter.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay. I can identify with all of the circumstances you've been talking about. And your relationship concerning your siblings and having to move and in unexpected circumstances.
It's fun stuff, isn't it, Diane? It's fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Now, Diane, I didn't mention this, I also next weekend, in addition to moving, I have to move my 18-year-old back to Syracuse University in the dead of winter. And the last time she was in Syracuse University, her boyfriend was killed by a bus.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, so we had to bring her home early because her male friend was killed by a bus. So that's the package of my life. We have to pack up our house, which we should not have to do ourselves, but I have no choice. We have to move. We have to move our cat. We have to move our Samantha, who's 8. And we have to move Meredith, who's 15. and I have to take my 18-year-old back to Syracuse University as opposed to the University of Miami, Florida.
Well, it all sounds very stressful, and I was thinking of the fact that you might be able to do a GoFundMe on for listeners on your show, and you might get some help.
Diane, I thank you for the thought. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. Coming up, we have the usual edition, and I'm going to share with you another edition of the Drive-Thru Brew. Oh, we have so much to do. There's another feature we've got. Oh, yeah, yeah, Vic Ferrari and his cop stories from the city of New York. There's no other show like this, is there? Let's support this show. Support this show right to your local radio station and say, we need Walter on 5 days a week.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very active weather week setting up for most of the country, so depending on where you live, keep the umbrellas and snow shovels handy. An atmospheric river from the tropical Pacific will transport copious amounts of moisture to make rain and snow with across all of California to the desert southwest. Another storm will provide more dynamics, moving in from Washington and Oregon and work its way eastward through the week. Heavy rain and snow will fall across the Rockies and then look for 1 to 3 inches of snow to fall across parts of the Midwest. Chicago will get its first decent snow this week, as will Omaha, Kansas City, Topeka, Kansas, and move into Philadelphia, Washington, New York, and into New England later in the week. A wintry mix will cause traffic problems with icing conditions through Wichita, St. Louis to Indianapolis, also by midweek. More details to follow later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and it's a nonstop party at Public Radio this week. We can't wait for our taxes to be raised, our steps swelling with new citizens, and we will finally learn what fracking is.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from Recycled Oil. Our tests show that recycled oil just might work in your car, but no one is sure.
The blessed inauguration brought love back into the White House just in time for Valentine's Day. We go for reaction around the world to our stunning news of a sacred Democrat being elevated to president.
Our public radio microphones are hidden in Canada to catch Canadian reaction to the news of our savior.
What was your reaction to first hearing that Canada is becoming the 51st state?
I was actually shocked. I mean, from all the countries they could choose from, they went with Canada. So that was kind of surprising to me.
Mexico is in 24-hour celebration.
Así como, ¿cuándo la usas?
Ajá, pues no sé, alguien
no me... No manches, conocí a Clara.
Ajá, ¿cómo crees?
Exacto.
I love that we cover the world and not just Wisconsin. I love that we cover the world and not just Wisconsin.
The Usual Edition is grateful for our special segment, Music from a Tiny Potted Plant. Today, it features a popular sample from Paul and Paula, demonstrating togetherness.
Eight 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 six eight eight WALT. Always here to talk to you. Driving across the country, this is the sweet spot of the ride, isn't it? When the glow from the dash is like magic. It's like the northern lights right in your dashboard. and the temperature is perfect. The cab is balanced out exactly right. You've got your Easy Pass loaded. You've got a snack there. Your coffee is flavored exactly the way you like it. This is the time of day to drive. This is the time of day to drive in the car or the 18-wheeler. And I am so privileged to be with you. This is a magic medium. I am 14 inches away from this microphone, and you are 14 inches away from the speaker. And it's just us, buddy. It's just us. We can share anything we need to share, anything. And it stays right here, 888-688-WALT. Now, the person who would like to share these secrets with us, I'm sure, is Army Hammer. Practice tying up women with mannequins, according to his ex-girlfriend Paige Lorenz. But you see, the problem with him having an ex is that he was married, still married, when Paige was with him and made these allegations. Now, with these nasty allegations have gotten him thrown out of a Jennifer Lopez movie. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but it certainly isn't anything that you want. He was doing well. He was building momentum, building steam in Hollywood. He wasn't just pretty. He wasn't just the Lone Ranger. Oh, you forgot about that. Yes, he was the Lone Ranger. He wasn't just the Lone Ranger. He was now becoming Army Hammer, Call Me By Your Name. His last credible work was Call Me By Your Name with Timothy Chalamet. I have yet to see Timothy run to his defense. Maybe he's just running to the fence. It's hard to say. But coming up in just seconds, we're going to have a good look at one of our very important features of toll roads today. But first, I love this. I've gotten so much good feedback on this. Let's do, I've got so much stuff to do. Let's do Florida stories, because I have to tell you something very important about James Parker. Go.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. This week on Florida Stories, we're going to start with a couple of news items here that were viral. They're saying wildlife officials are looking for a Florida man who carved Trump into the back of a manatee. But how do you know the manatee didn't want it there? Why do you assume he's a Biden supporter? And then the other viral item I saw was there was a video being passed around of a tank going through a neighborhood in Florida. Some people online were cheering. Some people were a little freaked out. Oh, my God, why is there a tank rolling down my neighborhood? Turns out it's completely legal. It's legal to own tanks in a lot of states in America. And if you live in Florida, don't you see stuff far more bizarre than that on a daily basis?
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
I also learned this week that, you know, the old Looney Tunes cartoons where Bugs Bunny goes and he cuts Florida at the base and saws a line there so it kind of floats off into the Atlantic. Well, there was a plan to do that almost happened twice. They started in the Great Depression. It was one of these public works projects where they were going to build a canal from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic right there across the base of Florida. And it would be brilliant for shipping and whatnot and make Florida sort of like the central hub of American shipping. But it got canceled because World War II took resources away from it. And then LBJ started it back up. Nixon canceled it with an executive order. But it had already been started. It's a whole thing. You should look it up. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our first Florida story, we go to Tampa, Florida, where a 51-year-old Tampa man, I don't know what his motivation is, but he wanted to try and burn down this house. So he took the top off of his gas can, and it's a metal gas can. He tried to throw it through the house. Now, the thought is, the metal gas can hit with some other metal. I don't know if it's iron bars on the window or aluminum frame of the window itself. But the spark sets the gas can on fire and it blows up as it's going through the window. So most of the blast hits him. And so then he's just wandering the neighborhood and the cops find him looking like Anakin Skywalker at the end of episode 3. And he's still in the hospital. He didn't even catch the house on fire. It was a total fail. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Tallahassee, where the city of Tallahassee has a couple of people in offices adjacent to each other in City Hall that had an affair. Both of them are married. It gets ugly. One accuses the other of stalking, and then word gets out. And it's even more embarrassing because, in the Florida twist, the lady in the relationship is the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Officer. She's literally in charge of training the Tallahassee city employees in ethics. She's pretty cute, too. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have a pair of teenage boys. One of them's 15, one of them's 18. They're at an 18-year-old girl's house. I use the term loosely. It's in a mobile home park. Nothing wrong with living in a trailer, but when it's almost 4 in the morning on a Saturday night and you get kicked out of the trailer and you don't have a ride home, you could just walk a few miles, or the boys decided instead that they would steal a golf cart. Cops found them driving down the road right after the lights came on from the cop car. The golf cart ran out of batteries. And I'm thinking what you're thinking. What the hell is a golf cart doing in a trailer park? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next floor story, we have a St. Petersburg man. And he has an old friend who now lives in Atlanta, where they made a bet on who would win the election. Well, the Florida man lost, refused to pay up, and the guy is now suing the Florida man, taking him to court, saying the bets that you make online are legally enforceable in the real world. It's going to set an amazing precedent. Not really. Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
James Parker, who does Florida Stories and does it so brilliantly. I get so many compliments on Florida Stories. Anything to keep me from talking, people love. James Parker will be here next week. Because I have to what? I have to move, and I have to drive my daughter to Syracuse in the same weekend and move the cat. Move the cat, drive my daughter to Syracuse, and move in the same weekend. Thank you to my sister for helping us. Big help. I appreciate it. Therefore, I need a break. I can't come up with all this brilliant material with exhaustion. James Parker has been so gracious in filling in next week. He'll be here next week. I know you love him, and I thank you. And I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling is free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. Harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So in the mid-80s, when I was a cop in the Bronx, these shady-looking tractor trailers began popping up along the service roads of busy thoroughfares like the New England Thruway or the treacherous Cross Bronx Expressway. Standing out like sore thumbs, these mysterious 18-wheelers intended to transport large quantities of cargo sat idle along Bronx roadways. Now, the drivers of these big rigs weren't lost to catching a few hours of shut-eye. They were setting up shop, frequently selling stolen or counterfeit goods to those looking for great deals. Everything from tools, motor oil, and furniture was sold by these rural inbred-looking characters shouting at passing motorists like carnival barkers from the county fair. Now, anyone with any common sense would have to realize there was something wrong purchasing something out of the back of a truck on the side of the highway. Well, everybody except for my partner at the time's crazy sister, Maria. Her and her overweight husband, Paulie, had purchased a couple of pieces of furniture from a traveling road show and was showing it off when she invited us over to watch the Super Bowl a couple of weeks later. So my partner and I were asking her questions about it, and she became very irate and told us to mind our own business. I says, well, did you get a receipt? Mind your own business. So, you know, what can you do? So later in the evening, as her overweight husband, Paulie, plopped into the recliner, he lets out this scream, my ass, there's something in my ass. Well, what happened was a spring tore through the cushion of this cheap couch and impaled him in the butt. Took my partner and I 20 minutes to pull him off the couch. So now he's got to go get a tetanus shot. So he gets dressed just as we're about to leave to go to the hospital so he can get a tetanus shot and stitches. He becomes irate, runs back into the living room, and throws his leg through the side of the couch, breaking his toe. And now he's cursing. He's impaled in the couch now. He's second time in the evening he's become one with this couch where he's up to his waist with his foot hanging through the side of the couch, and he breaks his toe. So we had to spend the night at St. Joseph's Hospital in Yonkers while he got a tetanus shot and three stitches in his butt and some pain meds for his toe. So a couple of weeks later, a funny thing happened. As my partner and I are driving around the 4-7 precinct in the Bronx, we spot an 18-wheeler with these two hillbillies unloading furniture on the side of the road. And I says, you don't think? My partner goes, fine southern gentleman indeed. So we pull up. We start asking these two guys questions about the furniture in the truck. They really don't have any answers. And my partner figured that they wouldn't have made the trip all the way up from North Carolina with all this furniture and collected money on the side of the road without a little protection. So we asked him, he goes, where's the gun? Now, in New York, you're not allowed to carry a gun unless you got a permit. It was obvious these guys were out of state, and they blurted out, it's underneath the seat in the, inside the truck. So long story short, we wound up locking up the two hayseeds with a shotgun and a 38. And impounded the truck and, you know, brought all the furniture to the Whitestone Pound. So the funny thing is, a couple of weeks later, we're telling the story to my partner's sister, and she goes, well, did you get my money back? And he goes, did you get a receipt? So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
Toll roads today. Just when you think you've got one over on them, you don't even have a prayer. Because what toll roads today proves is that the people who run the toll roads are all talking to each other. They're strategizing how to get around local government. They're strategizing how to raise the tolls. Remember, 99% of the roads in America were built over 50 years ago. They have been bought and paid for by the Eisenhower administration in the 50s. Now they're just sitting there sucking money off of you. Let's go over this week's toll roads today. Here are the headlines. Bring it up there. Isn't that incredible music? Texas Tag rolls out website upgrade. So if you're in Texas, they're rolling out a new website just for your tolls. This began processing backlog transaction. Well, if you have a backlog transaction on a Texas toll road, they're going to get you now. CFX schedules public meeting on $350 million tollway widening project. Got to widen those roads. Maryland proposes to widen Route 24 as part of I-95 Express Lane Extension Project. City budgets funds to enhance bridges over planned Georgia Department of Transportation Express Lanes. Everywhere you go, they're figuring out ways to raise the toll. Colorado DOT responds to criticism of Central 70 Project's design, build, delivery. Trouble with the Central 70 Project. Utah governor realizes the need for tolls in RUC and other measures to replace the gas tax. They get rid of the gas tax. I know, let's raise the tolls. We're not going to let them keep any of that money, no. Buttigieg, that Indiana guy, sees a generational opportunity to improve the infrastructure. he's going to be looking for ways to raise the tolls to improve the infrastructure. And I like Pete Buttigieg. Now I don't. Massachusetts Department of Transportation Secretary Pollack named to FHWA post. Congratulations. And Biden fills many U.S. Department of Transportation senior executive positions. Lana Hurdle named acting secretary. Well, as you can hear, it's been a very exciting week for the toll road news industry. And every week at this time, we're going to go over the toll road news. Because why something that affects every one of us is never covered on the radio, never mentioned on the radio, and it's never in local news, but there it is, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that defines pork. It's the very definition of pork. They come out with a newsletter once a week that's worth subscribing to. It's called Toll Roads Today. You can get it online. Toll Roads Today. You won't believe the scams that they're working against us. And just think about this. One road, the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, grosses over $1 billion a year in tolls. And what do they do for that money? Nothing. They do nothing. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's always fun to be with you. I appreciate it. Send me a note. I answer every email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And now I have to move. That's why James Parker will be here next week, and he's a good time. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.